after the show, we used to walk out and hold up our own CD, and people would have to choose.
Have the awkward moment. We'd be standing next to each other and be like, so, whose CD do you want to buy?
As a brother and sister, who were also solo artists before they started playing together, Angus and Julia Stone could bring a whole new meaning to sibling rivalry. But fortunately, selling their solo CDs after their early shows together didn't drive a wedge between them. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Growing up near Sydney, Australia, Angus and Julia Stone got to know music early. Their father played in a covers band and ran the school big band that Angus, Julia, and their older sister Catherine all played in. After they finished school, both Angus and Julia started playing separately at local open mics and small gigs. But eventually they realized that they were stronger together than apart. Angus and Julia's new album, Down the Way, is their second full-length together, and it's done well with fans, especially in Australia, where it debuted at number one and quickly went platinum. This album has a more integrated and textured feel than their 2008 debut, A Book Like This. But Angus and Julia told FUV's Alisa Ali that although their sound might have changed since they were working solo, their writing process hasn't changed much.
So I understand that both of you... you write songs separately, and then is it right that you come together like for the musical arrangements?
Yeah, we write the songs that Angus sings, he writes, and the songs that I sing, I've written, and then usually what happens is like once we have written a song, Angus is, you know, usually the first person I'll go and play the song for, and at that point he sort of, I think at that point it sort of becomes our song in a way. I mean, it always has sort of come from the person, but that's when we sort of add in harmonies and instrumentation. And often as well, we'll try songs in sound check or something like that. And the boys bring, you know, the bass and the drums to it. And slowly it forms into something that we play live. And it sort of, you know, it becomes a bit of a collaboration and... yeah, so Angus and I sort of work separately to start off with, and then it'll, everyone gets involved.
She said, "Hello, mister, pleased to meet you. I want to hold her, I want to kiss her." She smiled at daisies, she smiled at daisies. Crazy, she drive me crazy. Gonna take her for a ride on a big jet plane. Gonna take her for a ride on a big jet plane. Yeah, yeah.
I heard that you guys did a show in Germany, like underneath an old train station. Is that true?
In Berlin we played underneath a train station. But that probably, a more unusual gig that we've played would be like the Betsy Trotwood in London, which is like a totally, like a dungeon. Yeah. It's so dense and dark and like
it's
really
strange.
Yeah, really strange. You can fit 30 people in there. And they usually have about 60.
And the ceiling's really low, and it's like there's water dripping. It's really
that just
dungeon.
Adds to the percussion, makes your job easier.
It was like the show in Edinburgh. Like they have the ghost tours going on. Like while you're playing, they have, this is where they used to torture people in, you know, in old school Scotland. And you've got these people in capes walking through the backstage area, taking tourists on ghost tours. It's really something else.
If I talk real slowly, if I try real hard to make my point, dear, that you have my tell you
Angus and Julia Stone live with For You and Big Jet Plane. The new album is down the way. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. To hear more of the complete interview and performance, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.